Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here, and this is my roving review report. I say it's roving only because I'm out in the car, heading home, but not directly. So I thought I'd do this review on a bit of kit, a bit of gear that I got recently, which I think is excellent. It's called the Quad Lock Mounting System. And it's for my iPhone 6. It's a bike kit that I've got, but don't switch off if you're not a cyclist, because there's more applications for this quad lock than just cycling. So, as many of you might know, I've got back into cycling seriously once again after quite a lapse of a few years, playing around in the bike and getting back in. So, basically, and when I cycled before, this might sound strange, I didn't even have an iPhone. but I did have a Garmin. I think it was the Garmin Edge 305 I had, which was a brilliant bit of kit. It comes with a bracket you fit to your handlebars in the bike, and it records everything you do. It's a fantastic bit of kit. But anyway, I sold that bike and sold the kit along with it, and so I no longer had anything to record my runs. But as I said, following that, I didn't really do much anyway and haven't done so for a while. So rather than going buy another Garmin, which, by the way, are amazingly fantastic pieces of gear, especially the new ones that are out just now, the new Garmins for recording not just cycling but other physical activities, I knew or had heard that there was an app called Strava, and before I used Garmin, and it's now called Garmin Connect, but I believe that you need a Garmin device to record your rides again, but I didn't want to go and buy another Garmin, so found that the Strava app, which is it's like a community if you like, but that's by the by. You can go and have a wee look at that if you like. It's not just for cycling, by the way, it's for running. I don't know if it takes in any other account or account of any other physical exercise. And I could get the app, download the app onto my iPhone, so which was great. So when I started going back out on the bike a number of weeks ago, all I could do was activate the Strava app just as I left at the start of the ride, and then put that in one of my back pockets on my cycling gear. We have these wee pouches, like reverse kangaroo style, where you can keep your goodies like a banana or a bit of chocolate or an energy bar or your iPhone. So basically that's what I had to do, stick it in the back pouch and head off the ride. When I came back, take it back out and stop the recording. Which was no problem. It just meant that the phone was out of sight. There was nothing else you could do with it while you were riding. So I started looking about for a mount for the bike that would hold my iPhone 6 securely and do the job that I wanted it to do. And it had to be a decent bit of kit. So after many hours of researching, I came upon this item called the Quad Lock. Quadlock. The Quad Lock Mounting System, and it's by a company called Annex, A-N-N-E-X, Annex Products. I'm just looking at the bottom, made in China, but designed in Australia, so it's an Australian company. And basically, what you get, you don't get a lot in the pack. It's about £40 in this country. I believe it was about £40 I paid for it. And what you get doesn't look much, I see it. What you get is a back case for your phone. So if you've already got a hard cover around your phone, as I have for the wallet type carrier I have for my iPhone 6, you have to take it out, take your phone out of that, and you slot it quite neatly. It holds it very securely into the back plate of the quad lock. And on the back of the quad lock is a clever four section raised element, if you like, in the moulding. And the composite of that is that there's a little stub that comes about, probably about 28 mil, I guess, something like that in diameter. It's blue, if that matters, blue and black. And what that does is you strap this on to the stem of your handlebars, you know, when the stem that leaves your handlebars. It leaves your top bearing to hold your handlebars. So you've usually got a stem and it can be any length. In fact, you can go straight on the handlebars if you like. You fix this. Now, what it comes with, it's cleverly designed, this thing, is a set of O-rings. Now, there's two sets, in other words. So smaller diameter and thicker, larger diameter and thinner. And this is to suit the multitude of stems that's out there. I found that the smaller diameter, thicker O-rings held it much more securely, so that's what I use. But you also get a couple of tie wraps. We call them tie wraps over in the States and places, Canada, and they call them zip ties. That's fine, zip ties. I didn't want to risk anything, so I thought I'd zip tie them on as well, just to be sure, to be sure, to be sure. And so that sits facing up from the stem, and it only rises about the same amount, about 28 mil, maybe 30 mil. And this is where the clever bit comes in, because what you do is, once you've got your phone in the back case, you present your phone at, say, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 4 o'clock, in other words, so not straight up and down. You can't do it any other way, by the way, but this is just how it works for me. So you present it to that, and it meshes with the little stub that you've just fastened to your stem. And what you have to do then is push down gently and then rotate clockwise, and it locks the phone or the back case in there. It locks it in. You can't take it out. You can't even turn it out. The only way you can take it back out is to put your fingers below onto that stub, and there's a spring-loaded device. You push that down towards the stem, and that you can then turn your phone anti-clockwise to release it from the quad lock system. I've been using it now for a couple of weeks, and it's a brilliant piece of kit. Even on yesterday, I was on some of the roughest roads I've been on, horrendously atrocious tarmacadam, I wouldn't even call it that. It was like riding on pavé, cobbles, in other words. In fact, I think that'd have been smoother. And it holds everything absolutely firmly, solidly, safely. iPhone 6, you know how pricey that is. You don't want that falling off. You don't want anything at all happening to it. The other thing that you get with it is a clear over sleeve. Now, this pulls over the complete assembly off your back plate and your iPhone. Now, obviously, you can get the quad lock for other. Well, I think you can get it for Android devices, I'm not sure. And I think you can get it back to iPhone 4S, I'm not quite sure. Maybe I need to check on that. So basically, this clear over sleeve pulls over the whole off. It slips over from one the top end and then envelops your complete phone and back case. Now, it's not waterproof. It's not meant to be waterproof. It's showerproof. So in other words, if it rains, your phone ain't going to get wet. It gives you access to all your buttons, obviously not to your ports, because defeat the object of keeping it splash proof, you know. So if it's dry, you don't need it on, and you could plug in your earphones if you want to listen to stuff as you're going along, or be able to answer your phone if you're riding. But if it's any risk of rain, or if it starts to rain, stop and slip this over, and you lose your port, but that's fine, that's absolutely fine. Now, this oversleeve, this clear oversleeve, is touch sensitive, so you can operate your phone. Now, a little caveat on that is, I've found that it's a bit hit and miss, and it's been recorded by other people doing reviews on this. It does work very well, the touch sensitivity, but it doesn't work 100% as it does with touching your iPhone screen or your device screen. So, like yesterday, I stopped and I wanted to stop the ride because I'd completed it. So I tried to enter my passcode into my phone, and it accepted the swipe, but trying to enter the 4-digit code to open my phone was bloody murder. I was beginning to lose the rag, and then it dawned on me, why don't you just slip the overcover off? So it took seconds to do that, and then I could do it. But so it's not 100%. I suppose the next edition, they'll improve the touch sensitivity. But it does actually work, so don't think it's useless. It does actually work. I think it's probably because of, I found that as I was riding along, I could look at things and that, and touch the screen, and things seemed to move. So, yeah, it's good. Anyway, details. iPhone 6 kit includes the bike mount, the poncho. Now, the poncho is what they call this clear waterproof cover. And iPhone 6 case. This is the back cover with the special mount on the back. It's a brilliant bit of kit, I have to say. A presentation of the box is super cool. Front cover opens up, it's magnetic to hold it closed onto the main box. And inside, you've got the pictures of the complete assembly. So even if there wasn't an instruction, it was pretty clear how you put everything together. It's impact resistant, dual stage lock. Once mounted, your smartphone cannot be dislodged, and that's absolutely true, that's 100%. Lightweight, easy to carry with you at all times, and that's true. It's strong, stands up to extreme conditions. Well, I haven't had extreme conditions yet, but I guess it will. And you can have it in portrait or landscape. Use your apps in their native orientation. I think that's pretty cool, actually. Another feature of this is you can actually just leave your phone in that back case once you take it off. It's although you won't have any front cover protection, obviously, for your iPhone. But if it's raining and you're out and about, you could actually put it in that back case, take it out your normal case, and slip the oversleeve off. And you could be, say, at an event, outdoors event, you could be a spectator, or you could actually be a runner in a marathon race, or I'm not sure what for cycling, because, you know, well, in cycling, on the bike, yes, but what I'm trying to say is, it actually doubles as a waterproof case if you put the poncho on, so you could actually be standing out there in the pouring rain and still be able to access your phone. You know, if you want to take photographs, you can. Yes, it allows for photographs and everything. It's a brilliant piece of kit. Now, as I said at the start, don't go away, you probably have. Right, you can buy the stub kit, in other words, a stub part, or a complete kit, I should say, for other uses, in other words, not just for cycling. So you can buy it for ride, in other words. There's also a ride one out front mount, which is a special kit for extending the distance from your stem out in front of your face. In other words, if you prefer to have the phone further away, extending out with the handlebars. Some riders prefer to have it there rather than straight below their face, so they don't have to constantly look down so much. They can glance down and see numbers. You can get an armband with this quad lock kit for running. You can get a quad lock kit, car mount, sucker, and you can get a life adhesive mount. That's basically a sticker on the back, probably one of these super adhesive stickers. And so you could stick that anywhere and then mount your phone in it. Now, you could probably come up with 100 applications for that particular last piece. So I think it's a brilliant piece of kit. I know this has been a bit long-winded, but I just have to say it's worth every penny. I think it's brilliant. The quad lock mounting system is what it's called. And mine's, of course, for the iPhone 6. Well presented. Great piece of kit. And £40, yeah, maybe a bit expensive, but it's when you put something like a £500 or £600, or probably even some people have a dearer device, more expensive device, and you're putting that and you want to trust it's not going to fall off your bike or fall off your arm or fall off whatever else you've got the kit for. Absolutely fantastic piece of kit. There you go. That's my review, my roving review over. Bye for now. Thanks for listening.